June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time for the Cowboys news of the evening. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. 346, Mavs Nation looking forward to flag and a dynasty run in DFW. Is that possible? I think they're talented enough. You know, if you can assure me health, I definitely think they'd win one championship over the next three seasons, maybe multiple. Agree.
Yeah, no doubt. If they can be healthy, the West is really the entire NBA is there for the taking. Who's scaring in the East now with Boston dismantling that team? Nobody. And you match up great with OKC. You took 3 of 4 last year, and you won all three of those games without Luka. So this is definitely a team, if health is on their side, they can win.
Let me ask you this question then. You're on the fire Nico.
Yep.
You still think they can win if Nico is the general manager?
I think this team is, he's done a good job putting it together. I think for the fan base, like it's less of, there's things that I like that Nico's done basketball wise. I think growing up and knowing MFFLs and being one myself, there will be no finishing and healing unless that is removed from the organization.
Yeah, that's the interesting question, is how much would you enjoy a championship?
I think
with
there's
Nico?
A lot of Maverick fans that wouldn't.
You would not give him any rope if they do win a championship, right?
You mean like credit?
It's not credit, but I'm just saying you're not going to give him any leeway.
You're not going to forgive him?
You're not going to forgive him.
I think he needs to be removed.
No, he every time he talks, he offends the fan base.
Yeah, it's not going to get any better. There's always going to be something. There's even video right now when Luka gets brought up and somebody's like Cooper Flagg side-eyeing the general manager like, oh, the guy who did the Luka trade over there. Like there's always, it's never going to, we're never going to be able to fully heal and move on.
Yeah.
As a Metroplex, as Maverick fans, until he is fired. And I don't really give a damn about Mark Cuban and defending his guy or Patrick Dumont, who's clueless as hell. They need to realize that. If you really care about the people that are putting money in your pockets, which are your fans, a good portion of them will not be able to move on until you remove that cancer from your organization. I don't care if he's good at his job or not.
Yeah, I think
they've got to fire him.
It'd be an incredible parade, an incredible celebration. I don't think it would be as big as it could be. I don't know how to quantify it, 5-10%.
Yeah.
All Bulls fans hated Jerry Krause, and you know Jordan and Pippen were openly encouraging them to hate him, but they still enjoyed the hell out of that season. And I think once the winning starts, you'll just try to ignore Nico. You know, because there's usually somebody on your team that you would prefer not to be there. But, you know, if you go and win it, it's too much fun to not get caught up in. But I don't think Nico will ever be a guy who's appreciated by the local fan base. Yeah. I no matter how much success that he has.
Does he
it's personal.
A point of vindication a little bit, the fact that we're hearing that Luke has gone to this diet program, is taking it seriously.
Absolutely.
Was this the wake-up call that he was trying? I mean, it took him being traded for him to make a change. I'm talking about Luka.
All of Nico's complaints about Luka were valid. You know, even the decision to move on from him as we go to a much more high-paced style away from point guards who dominate the ball. Kobe said years ago that style won't win a championship. At the time, he was referring to James Harden, but it was pretty
pound the ball.
Yeah. You know, now as you saw with Indiana, they had the best offense of the regular season and the playoffs because they're just boom, 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 boom. And at times when Luka was out and Kyrie played that style with the guys, they played great. That's how they beat OKC. Oh, Luka's out. Cool. We can play an up-tempo style. And without Luka on the court, all of your defenders other than Kyrie can be athletic. But even Kyrie gives great effort. You know, he's going to try to stay in front of guys on the perimeter. He's going to sit down on an entry pass and try to deny it as he did, you know, and continues to do. So, you know, everything that Nico decided on, I think, is basketball sound until you trade him for Anthony Davis.
What if there's a situation, and it's just me thinking, that Mark Cuban told people in the organization that he wasn't interested in paying Luka? And this, that, like, he's defending Nico because Nico made the trade. And now Nico's the one having to wear the bloods on his hands.
Yeah.
Where Mark was talking to people in the organization like, I can't pay him.
Mm-hmm.
I can't pay this guy.
You can't pay him and also win.
Yeah. So it was one
of those. I could pay him, but I have to cut a bunch of other dudes.
So Nico basically did Mark's dirty work for him, and then Mark had to sell the team.
Yeah, I think the same thing applied to DeMont. Like, they just didn't want to pay Luka.
I don't think DeMont and them knew. I don't think they don't know if it's pumped up or stuffed. You know, they don't know. But maybe Nico did Mark's dirty work, where Mark was going to probably have to come out and make a decision about, well, I can't pay this guy this max contract.
I mean, Mark had started doing some pretty cheap stuff with the pay.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 go Men's Tee or menstclinic.com.
Payroll.
That's what I was
head scratching type of stuff.
That's what I was.
I think Mark recognized I can't build a winner around Luka.
Yeah.
Because it costs too much money.
Right.
You know, and Mark actually talked about it today at the press conference afterwards. A lot of teams are blowing up their NBA championship contenders because they are terrified of the second apron. They know it is actual financial losing. Most of these guys are in it to run their team for a profit while trying to win a championship. And now you go second apron, you could end up losing money, out of the playoffs, stuck with that roster, can't trade the guys next year because somebody's hurt, somebody's underperforming, and now you're all of a sudden looking like, over the next decade, we might lose $200 million. Easy. You know, if we can't get back in the playoffs or if we can't figure out a way to trim this payroll. So it's like a real life battle of profitability. And you know how these billionaires are going to roll. Very shrewd. Recent Arch Manning speculation makes him likelier to wind up with the Cowboys when he does declare for the NFL draft. I saw that headline. I clicked it. Okay. Now, should I have? I don't know. But I was curious.
Did you have to provide your credit card number when you
should
did?
Should I have? I don't know.
No, this was A to Z Sports, okay? Were you suggesting maybe it was Fish's account?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of paywalls out there. This was not a paywall thing, so I got to read it. The angle is, if Arch really does wait two more seasons to declare, the chances of the Cowboys taking him could go up significantly. If Dak Prescott's career is on the decline, I guess in the spring of 2027 going in, the Cowboys at that point, it might not be as undebatable as it is right now as far as moving on from Dak, but they'll have clarity on how good Dak is. Has he come back from this second injury? And the Arch Manning speculation, is 2 years the most likely? Do you think he's coming out in 2027
I think 2 years, yeah.
I think 2 years is fair.
So, I mean, let's be honest. They've done nothing in year one under Eberflus to fix the run defense. Their tackles are below NFL average. Like, if you would score Steele and Guyton somewhere in the 20s, I think, maybe even 25 to 30, somewhere in there. You know, but the idea would be that this team is possibly going to bounce back, but maybe their weaknesses along with injuries could make this year be bad. And then if 2026 is bad, you're in 2027 looking at Arch Manning.
Can I
me up for it.
Can I ask you a question, Zach? And I asked you this question today. We had this discussion again on Love of the Star. Gavin, if you're in a situation, is there a chance that that opponents look at the Cowboys' secondary as being so bad that there's no reason to run the football, even with their strong pass rush?
Yeah. Well, I think their corners will be good enough that you're still going to have to fear the pass rush. I think this pass rush is going to be nasty.
I think the pass rush is going to be good. But but we've seen teams that, like, we had this discussion today that Zach again and I had, was about the Philadelphia Eagles several years ago, 2 years ago, when they made all the changes with the defensive coaches and all, and they were 10-1, they started losing games, you know, and they were 32nd in passing.
Eagles came off,
And nobody, even with that pass rush they had, nobody tried to run the ball on them because the passing game was too good against them. Even with their pass rush. Should we fear, if you're the Cowboys, that people are going to look at them and say, listen, their secondary is not good?
Yeah, I think what it makes me think of is there's two things you should fear. You know, because now they can pick. Oh, they can't.
I just wonder if teams are just going to be like, listen, Dallas is going to try and load up and stop this run.
But their pass defense is going to be better than their run defense. I mean, you would have to have a bad running game.
But the biggest questions that we do. I think we have more questions about the secondary than we do the front seven, yeah, right?
We have a lot of questions on the health of the secondary.
If you frame right it now. Like that, but if you say, what do you have more confidence in, pass defense or run defense? This team can't stop the run. This team can rush the passer incredibly well. They have Deron Bland.
And so did the Philadelphia Eagles, but their secondary was so bad that teams just threw the ball on them. They were the 30th ranked secondary, you know, in the NFL.
I think they were kind of the perfect blend of what you're talking about here, because if I remember, that was also the year that they were bad against the run, and they're adding like Linval Joseph as well, and like Ndamukong Suh and guys sure. in the middle of the season to try and help them out. So
I'm just thinking
they were bad at both.
I'm just thinking that teams might look at Dallas and think, wow, we could throw the ball on these guys if we just protect. Mm-hmm. If we just now that's the key. But teams with quick passing games and stuff, we've seen Micah get taken out of games. Chip, help, all that stuff. We've seen that. I wonder if teams are going to look at Dallas and say it's easier with their corners that they have and their nickel and their safeties and Bland trying to kind of do everything, that this team might be easier to throw the ball on. That I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden we're getting into the season like, damn, they can't stop the pass.
It's an interesting idea, Brian, but what do you really think? This run defense is horrible.
No,
they have Micah Parsons. Their pass defense is going to be good.
Well, their secondary is potentially not going to be. I don't worry about Micah Parsons and Ezeraku and Williams and those guys like that.
But can the pass rush save?
Can the pass rush save your secondary from being so bad?
Right,
I think so.
And that's okay. Possible. I mean, you might be just so damn good at getting to the quarterback so fast that teams can't throw it well on you.
And then you're dealing with like replacement level with Kyir Elam, and you're dealing with a guy who did make all pro. Is he a borderline pro bowler in Deron Bland? I don't know how you look at him right now, but you know, I just look at while they have a good front seven, those guys have not played discipline. They have not played with gap integrity for a long time. And now you're going to Eberflus, who's going to stress getting up the field even more. They're headhunting. And I think the temptation and the trend is that it's going to be super easy to run the ball against the Cowboys. If you also add super easy to pass against them, like they're picking with that.
We have not talked about you. We've talked about what we think about the pass rush, but if teams might just look at this and it might be happened very early that all of a sudden even with this pass rush, they cannot keep people from completing balls down the field.
All right, we're coming up on 1 hour to my bet payoff, the Coach McCreary. If you want to look that up, DeKalb County's Coach McCreary, 35-year multiple state champion. He got fired for spanking his players in the Bahamas with his shoe. So I'm asking Woolchuck, Broadus, Lucius, if you would like to, Carter Freeman, if you would like to, at 440. You can really lace it into me, you know? Maybe go viral if you hit me too hard. Maybe... All sorts of fun ways this could go here. So you can watch it 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Krusty's Corner's coming up next, though, Brian. Where are you taking
us? Yeah, it's a Friday staple. It's a name game. We'll see if the guys know who these NBA drafted players are. Oh, we'll do that next.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.